Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday. You hear this and you think about one man. He's a great man at Montgomery Bell Academy. Christopher Dwayne Sanders joins us now. Our favorite, our forever Titans wide receiver. Chris, how you doing?
Man, I'm actually doing good. Had a good night's sleep, man. Last night I watched some of my favorite shows. Like, I don't know if y'all watched The Wall or Family Feud. And Press My Luck, man. Hey, oh, love it. Had a great
Game
night
Show sleep. Network is where it's
oh
at.
Oh, my gosh. It's the best.
So good. We're in that point now where minicamp is out of the way. And I want to start with that. I thought, look, we're not going to find out a whole lot. We may think we are, but we're not going to find out a whole lot. When it comes to minicamp, I thought Cam Ward looked fine, but I didn't think he, you know, really blew me away or anything. But what was kind of some of your impressions of Cam Ward in his first minicamp?
You know, I went to watch him a couple of weeks ago, and I just wanted to watch how he was going to handle the pressure. How was he going to, you know, win over his teammates? And just watching him win over his teammates, I thought was really, really good. And there's two things that I loved that he did. Number one is he looked comfortable out there. I mean, when I say comfortable, I'm not saying he made all the right reads or made all the right choices in throwing the football. But just the comfort level that he has with his coaches, the comfort level that he has with his receivers, the comfort level that he, when he's going against the defense. And then the second thing, his decision making was pretty good. I mean, I looked at the situation when they went 7-on-7 in the red zone, and he's making his decision before the ball is even high. So those are the couple of things that I really, really love about Cam Ward.
I'll tell you this too. Joe and I were at a professional fighters league last week, and Will Levis was sitting in front of us. Some of the other Titans were there. J.C. Latham was there, Tony Pollard, and a few others. And I was really impressed because there was a point where he was introduced and the crowd was very mixed, but he smiled. He kind of took it in stride. And anybody that came up to him, he shook their hand. He took a picture. He signed an autograph. He did everything you would expect him to do. I know this has got to be a difficult situation for him, but at least on the outside, it seems like he's handling it correctly.
Yeah, I mean, it is a tough situation because last year you were the guy, and the year before that you were supposed to be the guy. Then all of a sudden they go draft, you know, a number one draft pick. I mean, listen, I don't care what anybody says. That is a tough situation. I remember in 1998. When they went and drafted Kevin Dyson, then they brought Yancey Thigpen, and I went from starting to being now to the number three or the number four, but I had two choices. I got a choice to get better or I had a choice to get better. So what I did is I had to make sure my body language didn't show that I was upset. My body language couldn't show that I was mad at the coaches because inside, I'm gonna be honest with you, inside I wanted to fight everybody. But as a professional, I had to get better and master my craft. And I think Will Levis is doing a pretty good job because inside, when you're a competitor, you want to win. You want to be the starter. But the way you handle things is handle it as a professional and do and master your craft. And I think that's exactly what Will Levis is doing.
Chris Sanders.
My guy!
You ready?
How you doing, man?
Oldie but a goodie.
You know, just like the food. Was your hands in the air, like you don't care. I'm in the kitchen dancing. Your mind if I didn't throw your hands in the air.
God,
I love this song.
You're a worse singer than
that
I am.
That is the best song. Hey, the only thing is, I wouldn't wear it here, though. I wouldn't wear the cup thing.
No, it's called a cod piece, and we need you to wear it every time. We need you to wear it Sunday at the Cats game.
Hey, I'm with my suit on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it'd be epic on that.
Hey, I will get handcuffed if I walked in there like that.
Yes, you would. But my God, the pictures. I was talking. I got friends who coach college football. You remember when? You reported. When did you report to Ohio State? What time of year?
Oh, my gosh. That was like, I think in August.
Yeah. So
it was early August, yes.
So, you know, guys now, June 1st, they report. They graduate high school. They go straight to college. They're there.
Yeah.
So the benefit – so this ties into Cam Ward. So the benefit of going on June 1st, you get him in there, you get him acclimated. You remember when we showed up in August to play – I didn't know a soul. Yeah. I'm homesick. I miss my mom. I want to go. So with Cam Ward, you know, he's been to three different schools. Now he's at a fourth place playing football.
Yeah.
I think the moving around, starting school early, coming in June, getting acclimated, that's so beneficial. Because, Chris, when I got sent home at summer, they're like, all right, here's your – summer running program, please do it.
Absolutely.
Do you know when I did the summer running program? Like July 25th. Right. So I think it's good to be around that.
Man, it is, because now you get to be familiar. You can understand how the coaches tick. You can get the playbook and know exactly what you're doing. You get to know your different teammates. You get to know how the veterans work. You get to get in the weight room, know the strength and conditioning coach. You get to know all those things. But when I came in the summertime, all they did was hand me a playbook and like, you on your own. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I don't know the coaches. I don't know the players. I'm looking at all these big old giant guys that I saw playing at Ohio State. So when I walked in, number one, I was scared. Number two, I had a bad haircut. I had no good looking clothes. I got talked about. But once with Cam Ward, once he got in there, so now it's like riding a bike when camp starts. Why? Because he's done it already. He knows the coaches. He knows his players. He knows the playbook. So now you're just building upon of what he just was doing.
Exactly. You know, like when I showed up my first day in college, I showed up the day we had dinner, and then the next day we did a thing called a 3-hour imaginary game where you had to run like 20 yards, 10 yards, It took 3 hours. And I didn't know anybody. I didn't know any of my teammates. I knew one coach. It was awful.
I didn't know anybody. But here's the crazy part. Is the funny thing is we showed up. We had our team meeting. I'm sitting way in the back. Then all of a sudden they give us a playbook, and my coach was Mike Stock. He said, here's your playbook. Then the next day we had a 300-yard shuttle. I'm like, I'm like, wait a minute. We got to ease into this thing. We were getting tested to see if we were in shape. And then you got the veterans that are yelling. You got the coaches that are yelling. You got, you know, all these guys are just going hoopla. And I'm just in the back like, what?
Right.
What am I doing?
So I don't mind it. I don't mind that the guys get there early. Because what would you do summer anyway? You get in trouble. So the fact that these guys are there. So like a Cam Ward being with the Titans, he's acclimated. He knows the coaches. He knows how to get the facility. He knows his way around. And I hope the rest of them are staying in town this summer, because now they're on the same.
Yes.
They're all on the same page.
Yeah, because you want to. It's all about how do you build. You want to build relationships, and the way you build relationship is spending time with each other. I think it's phenomenal. I mean, it's not nothing out of the norm. I mean, yes, they're staying here because you have a quarterback, you have wide receivers that want to win. You have an organization that had two dismal seasons, a couple of dismal seasons, but now you got to figure out a way to win. And how do you win? You got to start to do things different. You got to build relationships. You got to do things that you've never done before. Get into the meetings early in the morning. You know, spend time with your receivers, looking at film. You know, all those things that you didn't do before, you got to do something different to get the different results. So I think it's a great job, it's great leadership, and that's exactly what the Tennessee Titans need.
Talking with Chris Sanders. Real quick, Chris,
yes.
You know, I look at kind of some of the stats that came out of these open practices in minicamp, and one that was Chigakonkwo caught 13 passes in the 5 open practices, which was the most of anybody. That's great. It doesn't mean anything. But it does show you that the rookie quarterback is doing what all rookie quarterbacks do, and that's relying on the tight end. So is that something to pay attention to going into training camp, of the chemistry between Chig and Cam Ward?
I mean, I think it is. I mean, because if you have a situation to where you're in 7-on-7 or you're in team – and, you know, he might misread one of his reads. He could always go to his security blanket, which is the Tennessee Titans. Because if you look at, you know, when I played with Steve McNair, if something was real gray, if something that he really didn't understand, he would always rely on Frank Wycheck because that was his security blanket. So now you're going into camp. Now it's going to wrap up even more. It's going to be intensified even more. So now if he panics or feels something that's uncomfortable, he can rely to Chigakonkwo. Why? Because it's been a security blanket in camp.
Chris, great stuff as always. Have a fantastic weekend.
Man, I appreciate it. Love y'all so much. Y'all have a good one, guys.
We'll see you Sunday.
Okay, sounds good. Bye-bye.
Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the program. Coming up next, we talk to another former Titan. Michael Orr is going to join us. We'll tell you what he is up to on the Chasing Big Joe Show, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. 102.5, 106.3, The Game.